Cheap hardware and sharp algorithms, a weekend's worth of systems innovation. A new Rust command line tool called DataBow promises to query any database through ADBC, Arrow Database Connectivity, a modern columnar alternative to ODBC optimized for analytical workloads. For data engineers managing PostgreSQL, MySQL, BigQuery, Snowflake, and other systems simultaneously, a single tool that speaks all of them through a standardized interface reduces both cognitive overhead and the scripting complexity of automating cross-platform database tasks. On the hardware side, a project called BitPirate drew attention as a wireless, web-accessible successor to the classic BusPirate hardware debugging tool. Built on an ESP32 microcontroller, which provides built-in Wi-Fi, multiple communication peripherals, and enough processing power to serve a web interface, the device can speak SPI, I2C, UART, OneWire, and other protocols, accessible through any browser rather than requiring a serial terminal or custom software. The hardware cost is reported at under $50 compared to traditional protocol analyzers that can run into the thousands. A separate write-up detailed monitoring a Z80 processor. The 8-bit chip that powered machines like the Sinclair ZX Spectrum using a modern RP2350 microcontroller, a combination that enables non-invasive real-time analysis of vintage hardware. The project sits at the intersection of retro computing hobbyist culture and contemporary development tooling, and was noted as useful for both reverse engineering and education. On the algorithms front, a developer published a branchless quicksort implementation claiming faster performance than both STID sort and PDQ sort, the highly optimized sorting implementation used in several standard libraries. Branchless approaches avoid conditional jumps that cause processor pipeline stalls, and the claimed improvement over heavily tuned existing implementations suggests meaningful headroom remains even in well-studied computational problems. Taken together, the projects illustrate a broader pattern. The combination of low-cost microcontrollers, open-source ecosystems, and detailed public documentation is enabling sophisticated hardware and software work that would have demanded significant corporate resources a decade ago.